From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the next portion of a message entitled Pictures of Grace in Operation. In the 20th chapter of Genesis, Abraham lies for the second time about Sarah being his wife and almost brings disaster upon the kingdom of the heathen king Abimelech. In the first picture of grace, we see grace maintaining God's purpose in spite of every attack upon it. In seeking to thwart God's redemptive purpose, Satan tried over and over again to destroy the promised seed. By his faithless actions, Abraham placed Sarah in the dangerous position of being taken into Abimelech's harem. In his sovereign mercy, the Lord intervened and delivered them. In the second picture, we see God's grace dealing with darkened sinners. Appearing to Abimelech in a dream, God warned this heathen king against touching Sarah and reminded him that it was the Lord's gracious hand that had kept Abimelech back from sinning. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, God shows grace to every sinner, even though the sinner may be unaware of it. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few moments. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Truth Established. The text is found in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Truth wears well. Time tests it, but it right well endures the trial. If then I have spoken the truth, and have for the present to suffer for it, I must be content to wait. If also I believe the truth of God and endeavor to declare it, I may meet with much opposition. But I need not fear, for ultimately the truth must prevail. What a poor thing is the temporary triumph of falsehood! A lying lip is but for a moment. It is a mere gourd, which comes up in a night and perishes in a night. And the greater its development, the more manifest its decay. On the other hand, how worthy of an immortal being is the avowal and defense of that truth which can never change, the everlasting gospel, which is established in the immutable truth of an unchanging God. An old proverb says, He that speaks truth shames the devil. Assuredly, he that speaks the truth of God will put to shame all the devils in hell, and confound all the seed of the serpent which now hiss out their falsehoods. O my heart, take care that thou be in all things on the side of truth, both in small things and great, but specially on the side of him by whom grace and truth have come among men.
Mm-hmm.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
As I look at this chapter, it is a chapter that gives me three beautiful pictures of grace in operation. First of all, there is grace maintaining God's gospel purpose and promise against every attack upon it. There's a second beautiful picture in this chapter, and it's the grace of God dealing with darkened sinners. Look at God's dealings with Abimelech. Now, Abimelech was a poor heathen. He was a sinner. And Abimelech was just about to become Satan's tool in a sin more terrible than he himself was able to understand. But God spoke to him, and what he said to him was very instructive. Verse 3, he said, Abimelech, you are but a dead man. This sounds a contradiction, for this all happened in vision and dream while this fellow was sleeping. But if ever you could waken up when you're asleep, he must have done waking up at that day. He certainly sat up and took notice. Abimelech, you are but a dead man. And then, as I've noted later, the Lord said, I know that what you've done so far, you've done in ignorance. And I have thus far withheld thee from sinning against me. Quite a number of days, weeks, or even months may have gone past here. We read at the end of the chapter that the Lord allowed the women of the court to bear children again. Obviously, the fact that they had not been able to bear was not a phenomenon of a day or two. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a phenomenon. There was time passing here. God said, through this time I have withheld thee from sinning against me. Verse 7, he says, now go give the man his wife back. But if you don't, you'll die. And those are interesting things, because as I thought of them, I thought, these are the very things that the Lord says to every sinner when he starts to deal with that sinner in grace. It's the very message God brings to every sinner. You're but a dead man. You're under condemnation. You're standing at the edge of a precipice. You are in mortal danger. You're but a dead man. Now, you may feel very much alive. You may say, in Abimelech's case, I am a king. You're a dead man. I have great riches. He was able to give away 1,000 pieces of silver the way you and I would give away a dollar or two. But you're but a dead man. This is what the Lord would come to you and say. If he's dealing with your soul in grace, understand, this is what he'll make you understand. You are dead, in danger, on the edge of real destruction. And however much you feel alive, however much you feel in control of things, however much you may say you're excited about the new prospects that are facing you, death and destruction hang over you. You're but a dead man. There's one thing I would want to get through to every person in this meeting tonight without Christ. It would be this truth to start with, to shatter the illusion that everything's okay, to pierce that defense that you and the devil between you have worked up around your heart that makes you feel at ease when you're on the edge of hell. If there's one thing I could do, it would be to pierce that defense and make you realize, young or old man or woman, without Christ you're but a dead person. You stand in awful danger. You're on the edge of a terrible damnation. Have you never felt that? God help you to feel it tonight. If you never recognized there's but a heartbeat between me and God's wrath forever in the outer darkness and lake of fire that God calls hell. But thank God that's not the whole message. God said in effect to Abimelech, I have been gracious to you even when you weren't aware of it. I want you to understand tonight, it's true of everyone here, and even those of you who are still not saved. He says, I have been gracious to you. You're depraved, just like Abimelech. Put yourself in this chapter. Here was Abimelech, a heathen. There's not a word about him asking Abraham, could we have an agreement for me to take your sister as he thought her to be? No, he just saw her and took her. He was a heathen, an absolute monarch, a man ruled by his own whims and his own passions, who had the power, for the most part, to indulge them. He was depraved, all right. But God says, I have held you back from committing this sin. You also are depraved. Totally depraved. Every fiber in your being, totally depraved. And what's more, you have every opportunity available to exercise that depravity. And yet here we come to a very neglected truth. There's not a person here, totally depraved as you are, who has lived as badly as you might have lived. You've not done everything that a depraved heart is capable of doing. Why? Because you're a little better than the serial killers? Don't you believe it for a minute. Your heart is just as capable of every vicious action that theirs was ever capable of producing. Don't ever look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a little better than they are, for you're not one bit better. There's only one reason why any of us has never been as vicious as our totally depraved natures would make us. And that is, God says, I have withheld you from sinning in these ways. I've kept you back. I have put restraints upon you when you weren't even aware of it. Sometimes, of course, you have been aware of the restraints. And very often you'll find this among young people. They will kick against those restraints. And they will argue mightily and madly against God and any servant of God, their parents or their pastors, who would put those restraints in their way. But it is in grace that God says, I have withheld you from these sins. You haven't perished yet. Why? Because I have kept you back. Stop and think of this, my friend. There are people in this meeting tonight not saved. Some of you have been born in Christian homes, raised in Christian homes, brought up in a Christian church. You know the gospel from, well, you've known it since you can remember knowing anything. You're still not saved. Let me ask you why you have not yet perished. I dare say, I could ask anybody here, give me your age. I've stood at the grave of somebody your age or thereabouts. I've buried people of every age group. So your age has nothing to do with it. And your health has nothing to do with it. Not a thing. Why have you not perished? because God has kept you back from perishing. The only reason there's a sinner alive in this world, the only reason there's a sinner alive in this meeting tonight, is that even when you have been unaware of it, God in mercy has been there holding you back. Holding you back. When you would have plunged headlong to destruction, He has held you back. When you would have gone foolishly along a way that would have sealed your doom forever, He has held you back. You're but a dead man, but I have withheld you. Now He comes to say to you, as He said to Abimelech, now I set before you the way of escape. The way to Abimelech was plain, and it's equally plain to you. The responsibility of Abimelech was plain, and it's equally plain to you. When God comes to tell you you're but a dead man, and I have withheld you from going down totally into destruction, to this point I have held you back. When God tells you that, He always adds the gospel instruction. He points you to behold the Lamb of God. He says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He says, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. These are the commands of God. You know them. They're plain, unmistakable, beyond any possibility of you misunderstanding them. Christ died for our sins. There's the sacrifice for sin. He rose again because of our justification. He stands today as the living Savior. He satisfied divine wrath. He purchased His redeemed people. He calls poor, guilty sinners to Himself and He says, come unto me. It's not my invitation. That's not the church's invitation. That is Christ's invitation. That's His command. Come unto me. The way is plain. The responsibility is clear. Obey and you live. Disobey. You'll die eternally. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 sums it up, where Moses said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Let me stop there. Isn't it a solemn thing that a preacher gathers his congregation around him and says, I call heaven and earth to record against you? But that's exactly what every preacher worth his salt has to do. Not be one man who ever sat in this church will meet this preacher in the judgment day and say, preacher, I sat week by week under your ministry. You never warned me of hell. And you never told me of the cross. You never expounded to me the way of life. And you never gave me the gospel invitation. And not but one of you ever do that. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Here then is the lovely picture of how God deals with darkened sinners.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.